Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis. We are holding on the top of Mem Dalet Amud Beis. We're at the Gemara. So it says in the Mishnah, Machlok between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Yossi, who goes back because of Aver Shabiyado. So the Gemara explains what exactly the Machlokas is. Ma'ika ben Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, they both seem to say it's talking about people who did Averos. So what are they arguing about? Ika ben Ayu, Aver Drabanan. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, even if you only violated an Aver Drabanan, you go back Me'orcha Melchama. According to Rabbi Yossi, no, only an Aver Daraisa, and that's why he gives examples. A Kohen Gadol marries an Almana, you know, a Kohen marries a Grusha, examples that are actually Surim Daraisa. So, Kamana, Zahaditanya, Sachmen Tfil, Litfil, Aver Biyadav, Chazal, Merchem, Elchama, whose Shita is followed by the Braisa that says that even someone who speaks between putting on Tfil and Shal Yan and Tfil and Shal Rosh, that's enough of an Aver to return from war. Kiman, Rabbi Yossi Aglili. It must be like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, because that's only an Aver Darabanan. So, Man Tana, Lahaditan, Rabbanan, who's the author of the following brisa, Shama Kol Kranos. If you hear the sounds of the horns that the enemy is blowing, Vihirtia, and you become terrified. Gafas Trisin, you hear the banging of their shields, Vihirtia, and you become terrified. Tzuach Haravos, you hear the sharpening of their swords. Umaim Shosin Al Birkov, and a person urinates, wets himself because he's so terrified. Choser, he goes back. Meirchal Melchama. Kiman, who does that follow? Lema Rabbi Akiva. It seems to be that it follows Rabbi Akiva that Yare means that a person is a wimp, that a person is afraid of Melchama itself. Velo Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and not Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who says that Yare means that you're afraid of Aveiro Shabiyado. So says Gemara, Baha, Afilu Rabbi Yossi Aglili Moda, Mishum Dechsiv, Velo Yimas Eslavavachav Kilvavo. Now the truth is, right, even Rabbi Yossi Aglili would agree that if you are in fact terrified, you got to go back, and you can't participate because you're going to destroy all the other soldiers. You're going to get everyone else scared. So I guess main point number one is that we have a machlokas whether you return for even Averos Dirabanan, but everyone agrees you return if you're mamish terrified of war. So we said that when the Shotum finished speaking, so anyone who wanted to go back to the Rishus Biyado, that we said in the Mishnah that for the Shotrim to cut them at the legs. So Haim Ibn Shetchilas Nisa Nefila is the reason for that, because when people run away, that's a sure sign that you're going to ultimately fall in war. And since the Mishnah, over here is explaining the reason why to stop people from running away, it shouldn't. It's not shaykh to mention what causes the running away, because the guy's already running away. Really, it should have said that the reason that we stop people from running away from war is because that will cause the nefila. So the Gemara says, yeah, we said it backwards, but you get the point. Meaning when people run away, then it will cause failure in the war. So we said that's only, but all of these halachas are only for Melchamas Rishos, but Melchamas Mitzvah, even a Chasen Kala have to go out and fight. And then we said, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, all of these halachas are for Melchamas Mitzvah, for Melchamas Chova, even a Chasen Kala have to fight. Rabbi Yochanan, Rishos, Drabanan, the Melchama that the Tanakama calls a Melchamas Rishos, Zoe Mitzvah, Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yehuda refers to as a Melchamas Mitzvah. So when the Chama say that Yechoz Merchem Melchama, even Rabbi Yehuda would say Yechoz Merchem Melchama. O Mitzvah Drabanan, Zoe Chova, Rabbi Yehuda. And what Drabanan calls Melchamas Mitzvah, Rabbi Yehuda calls a Melchamas Chova. So they're not really arguing at all. Amar Rava, Melchamas Yoshua Lichbosh, Divrei Kol Chova. The Melchamas of Yoshua to be Kovish, the land from the Canaanim, that's for sure Melchamas Chova, and everyone's got to fight that. Melchamas Beis David L'Ravacha, the Melchamas of David HaMelech to add on to Eretz Yisrael and from the surrounding areas. Divrei Kol Rishos, that's for sure only Rishos, just expanding our borders. Ki Pligi L'Mu'utei of the Kochavim, the Lo Lesi Alayhu. The whole Machlokas between Rabbi Chaim and Rabbi Yehuda is, what if the purpose of the war is preventative, to prevent of the Kochavim that surround us from attacking us? Mar Karile Mitzvah, that's where Rabbi Yehuda would call such a Melchama a Melchamas Mitzvah, because it is a Mitzvah, and even though those who are Chozer Merchem Melchama would return from that. Umarkar Rishus, and Tanakam would call that a Rishus in relation to Melchamas Mitzvah, and you would not be Chozer Merchem Melchama for that. Nafkamina la Osig Mitzvah Shapater Mina Mitzvah. The Nafkamina is Osig Mitzvah Pater Mina Mitzvah. if a person is osek in any sort of mitzvah, he's patur from any other mitzvah that comes up at the same time. So the Tanakhama holds that this milchama does not patur him from another mitzvah, and that's why he calls it milchamas rishus. Rabbi Yehuda says such a milchama is called the milchamas mitzvah, and therefore he would say that if you're osek mitzvah, you're patur from any other mitzvah at that time. But since he wants to be mechalek between milchamas miyut ha'amim and milchamas kibush ha'aretz, as far as being chozer me'orchem milchama, he calls kibush ha'aretz milchamas chova in order to create some sort of distinction. Okay, hadron alach mashuach milchama. We now begin the ninth parak, which is parak egla arufa. We had mentioned why we were talking about egla arufa now, because in the seventh parak on daf lamed beis, we spoke about things that have to be said specifically in lashon hakodesh, and one of the things that that we mentioned is Egla Arufa and many other things. So we're going to talk about all the rest of the list in this parak. So, okay, the basic idea of Egla Arufa, you find a dead body between two cities and you don't know how it got there, where he was before. So the base that you measure to the closest city and the base of the closest city has to bring the Egla Arufa. So says the Mishnah, Egla Arufa B'Lashon HaKodesh. The things that the passages that the Zakenim say when they do the Egla Rufa have to be said B'lashon HaKodesh, Shenemar Ki Yimotzei Cholol Ba'adama. The Pasuk says, the Yechayv Min HaTorah, say B'lashon HaKodesh, the Pasuk says Ki Yimotzei Cholol Ba'adama, and we darshan that that they have to say specifically these words. V'yotzu Zakenach V'shoftecha Shlosh Shem Yibbez HaGodesh Yerushalayim Ha'yotzen. They would have a representative, three representatives of the Beis HaGodesh Yerushalayim that would go out with them to do the Egla Rufa procedure, and they would do the measuring. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chamisha. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you need five members of the Sanhedrin. Gadol Shemar Zekenecha Shnayim Vishoftecha, also Shnayim. Zekenecha is plural, Vishoftecha is plural. Minimum of plural is two. The Ein Bezin Shakal, and you can never have an even number of people on a Bezin. Most even Alei Marechot, so you add an extra dayan. So it turns out that there are five members of the Bezin Gadol. Nimtza Tamun Bagal. Let's say you find the dead body not just out there, but it's hidden under a pile of stones. Oh, Tali be'ilon or hanging on a tree, Otsav al panei ha'mayim, or floating on water, lo ha'yu orphan. They wouldn't do an Egla Arufa procedure because it's Gzeiras HaKasher. Shnemar va'adama. It says that you find the chalal va'adama. You find the dead body on the adama. V'lo tamun begal. No, fell, it says. V'lo tali be'ilon. And not hanging on a tree. Basode, it says. V'lo tsav al panei ha'mayim. And not floating on the water. Nimtza samach l'sfar. Let's say you find it near a shore where there's no Jewish town between the dead body and the beach. Oli irsha ruba of the chavim, or near a city that's mostly inhabited by of the chavim. Oli irsha in ba bezin, or near a city that doesn't have a bezin. Lo you orphan, then they wouldn't do egla rufa. Ein modin al irsha yesh ba bezin. We would only be modin to a city. We'd only measure, do the measuring to a city that has a bezin. So the Mishnah describes which circumstances we bring in Egla Rufa. Well, I guess main point number one is machlokas, how many members of the Sanhedrin HaGadol have to participate in the Egla Rufa procedure. And main point number two, discussion of certain times where you don't do Egla Rufa. If the body is floating, or it's hanging in the air, or something like that, or it's hidden, or it's near a city that's a rov of the chavim, or it's near the shore. Okay, so now the Mishnah has said that we learn from the parasha of Egla Rufa. It says that it has to be said b'lashon kodesh because it says ki yimatzei chol ba'adam v'yatzu zekenecha v'shoftecha. So my kamar, how in the world do you see from that pasuk that it has to be b'lashon kodesh? Amar b'yavo hachi ka'amar. This is what the Tanna is trying to say. Shenemar v'anu v'amru. It says in the parsha of Egla Rufa, v'anu v'amru, that they have to say, ula lanu omer, in the parsha of the brachos and klal's paragrizim and arevel, it says, v'anu alavim v'amru. So ma ani amur la lan b'lashon ha'kodesh, afkan b'lashon ha'kodesh, just like by the brachos and klal's paragrizim, it has to be b'lashon ha'kodesh, Egla Rufa also has to be b'lashon ha'kodesh. V'seder Egla Rufa ketzad, how did they do the Egla Rufa? Ki yimatzei chal ba'adam, v'yotzei kenach, v'shavtecha, shoshim b'ezna kodesh, v'shayim v'yotzin. You should read that line of the Mishnah as if it's saying two totally separate things. First of all, it's got to be B'lashon HaKodesh because of Anu V'Amru. And second, how many members of the Sanhedrin? So that you got got to look at the words of the pasuk. Then the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Chamisha, that there were five zakenim from the Sanhedrin Gadol that went. Tan Rabban, Yatsu zakenecha v'shavtecha. So zakenecha shnayim, v'shavtecha shnayim. Each one is plural, so it's two plus two. Ve'ein bezin shakul mosivin aleim od echad. Can't have an even number, so we have five. Harikan Chamisha de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer zakenecha shnayim. Ve'ein bezin shakul mosivin aleim od echad. Harikan shlosha. Zakenecha tells you two. You can't have a bezin shakul, so we add one more, and that's how we have three. Rabbi Shimon Nami Yaksiv Vishovtecha. What does Rabbi Shimon do with the word Vishovtecha? Shouldn't that add another two judges to the picture? He uses Vishovtecha to tell me that these have to be expert judges. They have to be really wonderful judges. Rabbi Yehuda, how does Rabbi Yehuda know that the Dayanim have to be from the Dayanim of the Sanhedrin Gadol, that they have to be such great judges that they sit on the Supreme Court, so to speak? Mizikne Zikenecha Nafka. He learned the Chum will learn it from the Rabbi Yehuda would learn it rather from the fact that it says ziknei and then it says zikinecha, not just ziknei. So that's an extra lashon in the pasuk. If it just wanted to tell me two judges, it could have said ziknei. Zikinecha tells me it's got to be very special judges, members of the Sanhedrin Gadol. Rabbi Shimon Yikasar Achman ziknei have a minafil ziknei shuk. No, from the word ziknei alone, it couldn't have just used that term, because then I would have thought you could take any old guy from the town square. Kasav Rachmana Zekenecha. That's why it had to say Zekenecha. Just let me know it had to be a judge. The Kasav Rachmana Zekenecha of Aminafil Sanhedrin Ketana. If it only would have said Zekenecha, I would think that, okay, it's got to be a judge, but maybe someone from the Sanhedrin Ketana. Kasav Rachmana Vishovtecha. Lemiyuchadin Shebishovtecha. So it's from Vishovtecha that I learned that it has to be someone from the Sanhedrin Gadol that sits in the Lishkas HaGazis. Rabbi Yehuda, does Rabbi Yehuda did not require the extra Zekenecha to exclude Zikanim that are not from the Sanhedrin? Gamar ziknei mi ziknei eda. He learns, so the Gemara answers, he learns gzereshava ziknei from ziknei eda. Mala la, and just like by Param Davashal Tzibur, where it says ziknei, it means miyuchadin shabe eda. You need to remember the Sanhedrin Gadol. Afkan, so by Aglarufa, where it says ziknei also miyuchadin shabe eda. So I Gamar, so the Gemara asks, well, if he learns gzereshava Param Davashal Aglarufa, let him learn all of the dinim from there, not just that you need miyuchad and shabe eda. Well, why doesn't he learn that you need five dayanim by Agla Rufa? Because Rabbi Yehuda says you need five dayanim over there as well. So zekenecha v'shavtecha lamali. Because if that were the case, why does it have to say the zekenecha and shavtecha? So the Gemara, that's not the Gemara's answer. The Gemara is asking zekenecha v'shavtecha lamali. Why does Rabbi Yehuda think the Torah needs to say zekenecha v'shavtecha to tell me you need five dayanim if you could learn everything from Parallel Davashel Tzibur, because after all, you have a Gezerah Shavah. So the Gemara goes back and says, Rabbi Yehuda does not learn a Gezerah Shavah from Parallel Davashel Tzibur Tegla Rufa, and he does require Vishav Techa to teach me that the Dayan that go out for the measuring have to be from Lishchas Hagazis. Ella Vav Vishavtecha Leminyana. The extra Vav in the word is coming to tell me the number of Dayanim. So, Frekta Gemara of Rabbi Shimon, why does Rabbi Shimon not learn anything from that Vav of Vishavtecha? Vav Lomashmalai. He doesn't think you could darshan anything from the letter Vav. Ella Me'ata, if that's the case, that we learn from Zikinecha Vishavtecha, the number of Dayanim that you need in order to be modate, so we could ask both on Rabbi Da and Rabbi Shimon that from the Lashon of the Pasuk we should have an additional four dayanim, because it says v'yatzu, plural, so that's shnayim, umadudu, plural, so that's shnayim. So Rabbi Yehuda, Rekan Tisha, Rabbi Shimon, Rekan Shiva, you should need at least seven according to Rabbi Shimon and nine according to Rabbi Yehuda. Says Mar Noah, humi ba'ile, those words v'yatzu, umadudu, we already need v'chiditanya, to tell me the following, what it says in the following brisa. V'yatzu, hein v'lo shluchehen. V'yatzu tells me they go out, not their shluchim. Umadudu, shafilu nimsa ba'ali li'ir, umadudu tells me that even if the chalal is mamish right near the city, hayimodin, they would still measure shemitzvah lasok b'medida. There's still a requirement to do the medida. So main point over here, we have machlokas whether you need three members of the Sanhedrin or five, and we show how it's derived from the psukim. And we also learned that the medida has to be done, even if it's obvious which one it's closer to. Okay, Beis Hashem, we'll pick up from there next time.